Welcome to Missionary Monday, where we talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences living in the mission field. I will also share some missionary stories with you, and we'll hear testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. I can't wait to get started. How about you? Boys and girls, we have been talking about missionaries, haven't we? We have Missionary Monday. Well, today we are going to talk to two very special friends of mine, Jason and Midori Slager. They and their family have some really exciting stuff coming up, exciting adventures, but I want them to tell you about it. They are almost ready to go overseas and be full-time missionaries. You go, wait, what? They're going to go be missionaries? What does that mean? What does that look like? Well, I don't even know what it looks like, and I don't even know what it means. So I wanted to ask them some questions and let you guys listen in so that we can hear what it's like to really be a missionary or to get ready to be a missionary. All right? So we have Pastor Jason and Miss Midori here. In fact, I don't know if you remember from last year, we had stories, the mission stories. Miss Midori, she's the one that told them. So she's been a fan of Starting with Jesus, and she's helped us in the past. So now they're going to talk with me a little bit. Tell me, Pastor Jason, what it was like and what led you to quit your job as a pastor and make that decision to be a missionary in another country, like not just your neighbors, but in another country. What was that like?
Wow, that's a big question. It didn't happen overnight, I can tell you that. But it did happen through a lot of reading of missionary biographies, which hopefully your listeners will take some opportunity if they can read. And even if they can't read, they can ask mom and dad to read some missionary biographies to them.
Uh-huh.
But when I was a little boy, I read lots of mission stories. My mom read them to me. And then when I got a little older, I started going through lots of missionary biographies as well and just learning more about what other people are doing in the mission field.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a good friend of mine who is a missionary in Thailand, and he started sharing with me just how many people there are in the world who have never even heard the name of Jesus.
Wow.
And I know it might be kind of hard for us to imagine this here in America. I mean, everybody's heard the name of Jesus.
Right.
But there are almost 40% of the world's population haven't even heard the name of Jesus yet.
Wow.
And that's a big number when you think about it. And I just started thinking, my family and I, we started thinking, well, you know, there's a lot of workers here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of pastors and there's lots of church members and, you know, there's lots of Adventists, but there are lots of just Christians in general here in America.
Yeah.
But there are not so many in other parts of the world. And we began to pray and ask God to lead in our lives. And the Lord put a very heavy burden on our hearts to go to the mission field.
Wow.
And as we prayed more about it, he led us to the country of Papua New Guinea. And you should get a map out after you listen to the podcast and pinpoint where Papua New Guinea is on the map so you know where we're going. It's just north of Australia in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
So that's what kind of led us to the point where we were willing to say, okay, we're going to quit this job and we're going to get ready to go to the mission field.
Wow, that is a big decision. I know my parents, they've been sorting through all of their household possessions, and my mom has collected all of these mission story books. And so a year ago, she gave us all of her books, all of these old mission story books, and we've been reading them. I know, I'm like, oh, that is amazing. So we've been reading them, Singer on the Sand and Brushko and all these different ones, and they're really, really good. And that is so neat that those stories are what inspired you to make that choice. So, Miss Midori, how did you feel about this? Was this something that Pastor Jason decided, kind of was working with, or was this a joint effort and you're like, yeah, let's do this?
Well, actually, I always have wanted to be a missionary, even from the time I was a little girl.
Yeah.
And after college, I was planning to go straight into the mission field, but God had other plans for me, and so I married Pastor Jason, and I just figured that we were going to do the pastoring thing and be in the United States. But I really did want to go to the mission field. And so when Pastor Jason decided that he was ready to go, I was really excited and happy.
Yay! You're like, yes, my dreams have come true. So you have three kids. Can you tell us a little bit about your kids, their ages, and what did they think about this?
So we have an older girl who is 9. Our son is 7, and our daughter is 5. And they are super excited. They don't know all the things that we're going to encounter in the mission field, but they're excited about meeting new people and getting to climb coconut trees or something, you know.
And learn another language.
Yes.
Yes.
They know they're going to learn another language, and we're counting on them to learn it very fast so they can help us learn it, and they can translate maybe for us.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're really excited and happy.
That is awesome. So you guys are going as missionaries. Now, there's different organizations that you can go with. What organization are you going with, and what does that process look like? Like, what does it take to become a missionary?
Well, we're going to be going with an organization called Adventist Frontier Missions. Mm-hmm. Some you may have heard it as ASM. Mm-hmm. And you can check out their website. They've got lots of great stories on there. And if you want to get their magazine every month, you can read a lot of those great missionary stories straight from the mission field. So we're going to be going with Adventist Frontier Missions. And it has been about a 2-year process, a little over 2 years for us. But it's been a blessing through that whole process of we had to do support raising to let people know what we're going to be doing in Papua New Guinea.
And find people to be on our team who can give money every month so that we can be missionaries there.
Yes. So, and then we had training we had to go through to learn how we can function and operate in the mission field. We went through 3 months of training at the AFM Training Center. But I think probably one of the biggest things that has happened over the last 2.5 years is getting rid of all of our stuff.
Wow. Yeah, because you're going across the world.
Yeah, we can't take everything with us. You know, we had, you know, typical 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house and all of the stuff that goes along with it. And we had to go through that process of, you know, whittling things down. And now we have a small wooden box that's 7 foot by 7 foot by 4 foot. Maybe you can measure that out at home. And we've got to fit anything that we want to take with us to Papua New Guinea. We have to fit it inside of there somehow. So we've had to do lots of thinking about what's important and what's not important and what will be useful there and what won't be useful there. So lots of thinking and research and talking things out together.
Wow. Has it been hard to give up your stuff?
Well, you know, I think God knows how much we can handle. And so God has, you know, kind of led us through the process. And we started out by selling our house. We had to give our dog away, and we were all super sad about that.
Yeah.
But God provided someone, one of our friends, who our dog loves.
Yeah.
She was willing to take him and give him a nice home, so he's very happy. And we needed to get rid of all our furniture from our house. We had to sell our house. We're still getting rid of stuff, believe it or not. For 2 years, we've been giving things away and selling a few things, but we just had a lot of stuff and too much stuff. So it's actually, we're happy to not have to deal with so much stuff.
Yeah.
But we've had some fun things that have happened along the way, and I'll tell you a quick little story. You might like this. We had two cars, and we wanted to sell one of them. And so we could raise a little money to help support ourselves while we were getting ready to go to the mission field. So we began to pray that the Lord would sell my little Pastor Prius car to raise some money for us. And we prayed and we prayed for a while. And then one Sabbath before I left my church district, I was talking to some of my church members about all the things that we needed to get rid of. And I mentioned a few of the things, and one of them was the Prius. And there was a lady standing right next to this person that I was talking to, another church member standing right next to her. And when I mentioned that we needed to sell our Prius, this other church member said, "I'll buy your Prius." And I looked at her and I said, "You want to buy my Prius?" She said, "Yeah, I've been praying about buying your Prius." And I was like, "You've been praying about buying my Prius? That's funny, because I've been praying about selling my Prius." And she said, "Well, I just felt awkward asking the pastor, 'Hey, pastor, can I buy your car?'" So she said, "I prayed and I said, 'Lord, if you want me to have the pastor's car, you work it out for me.'" And so here we were on a Sabbath afternoon. We sold our Prius, and it was such a fun experience.
That is amazing. God is working out these divine appointments to open the way for you to be able to go and serve him. You're going to Papua New Guinea, or do they say PNG? Have you been there before?
No.
We have not been there, no.
Wait, so you're going to a place that you've never been to?
Yeah. It's going to be a great adventure.
I guess. So where are you going to be living?
Even though we have not been there ourselves, we have met the people who have lived there for 15 years.
Okay.
So that makes it a lot easier to think about what it's going to be like. And they have a very good house, and they have built a small guest house where we will live, and they live right next to a river, and the river is the only form of transportation in that area of PNG.
No cars, no motorcycles, no roads.
No bicycles.
No bicycles.
So that's how you get to your house, right? Is by the river?
Yeah, we fly onto a grass airstrip in a little plane that seats about maybe 10 or 12 people. And then we have to lug all of our stuff from one side of the little town to the other side where the river is. And then we get in a boat and we go 2.5 hours up the river to the mission property that's right on the river.
So what are they doing at that mission property?
So right now, their big project is they are building a training center building.
Okay.
And they want to use that to help people come and learn how to share their faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And maybe have camp meetings there and things like that. So they're doing a lot of construction and building right now. And Pastor Jason is going to come and hopefully, with God's help, he will be able to teach people better ways that they can share their faith with other people.
Okay. So they're building a training school. And then they'll have the different locals come to that school, and then Pastor Jason will help to teach the locals how to share Jesus, and then those locals will go back to their villages and their homes and share Jesus.
That's correct. Yeah, so we're going to be working with a tribe called the Gogodala tribe. They're in the western province of Papua New Guinea. There are about 42,000 Gogodala people, and we want to train them how to be missionaries to their own people, to their own tribe, but also to the tribes in the surrounding area. Papua New Guinea is a place in the world where there are the most languages that are spoken. There's over 850 languages spoken in Papua New Guinea.
Wow, so are you going to learn all 850 of them?
I might do 825.
No. Okay, 825.
I'll be doing good if I can learn Gogodala. But
exactly.
Yeah, so the hope is that we can make more workers who can mm-hmm. speak the languages and be able to go out to the surrounding tribes and tell them about Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. That'll be amazing. Yeah. So what do you, I mean, when you look at this, this is really exciting. What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for your family going to PNG?
I think one of the challenges that we'll have is just learning the language mm-hmm. and learning the culture. The Gogodala people are what they call hunter-gatherers. So they go out into the jungle and they find their food out there. And, you know, that's how they live. They live off of the land. They don't have jobs like we do here in America.
Right.
And so we have to learn their culture and how they live and how their society works. And
how they think.
Yeah. And how we can best share the gospel with them.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be an interesting challenge that the Lord will help us get over.
Yes, I think so too. What do you see yeah. as being the biggest reward for your family as you embark on this adventure?
Well, I think one of the rewards that we will have as a family is just shared family experience,
mm-hmm.
where we're all going together as a family. Our three kids are going to be missionary kids. That's
yes.
what they call MKs, missionary kids.
Yes.
And they're going to have this very rich experience in another culture, learning another language, learning how to cook over an open fire. And, you know, they'll have little Gogodala friends that eat bugs, you know, and
yes.
they'll be able to tell other people about that. And, you know, learning how to paddle a canoe standing up that,
yeah.
you know, a little canoe that's made out of wood. You know, just those shared experiences, that'll be a reward. But of course, the greatest reward is going to be seeing people in the kingdom of heaven.
Another thing that I really am looking forward to for our kids is that they will be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes in America or places like this in the West,
mm-hmm.
the adults do all the work and the kids, there's nothing for the kids to do.
Yeah.
But over there, I know there are going to be a lot of opportunities for our children to do their own ministry
yeah.
and be missionaries as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's really good, I think, for kids to live in that environment, to be able to experience a different culture, different language. And I think as they get to be older, it helps them to empathize more with people because they've seen things that maybe other people haven't when you just stay at home or go to school or sports or soccer or whatever. And but they're getting out and they're getting another worldview. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you talked about a lot of biographies, missionary biographies. What has been your biggest or who has been your biggest inspiration and why?
Wow, that's such a hard question to answer because every missionary is just like amazing to me when I think about what they've done to leave their home to go to another land and the great work and the sacrifice. So every story has touched me, but I really like the story of Adoniram Judson.
Uh-huh.
And he went to the country of Burma
mm-hmm.
and he worked with the Karen people, which some of your listeners may have heard of Eric B. Hare, who
yeah.
also worked with the Karen people.
Yeah.
And Adoniram Judson spent a lot of his life just translating the Bible into the Burmese language so that they could have the Bible to read for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's no greater gift than a missionary can give than helping the local people be able to understand God's word and read it for themselves and study it and put it into practice in their lives. And so because of that, Adoniram Judson has just kind of become an inspiration to me because
yeah.
I want to be like that. I want people to love God's word and share God's word and be changed by God's word. And he definitely did that in his time in Burma.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's
great story.
It sounds like it. You know, as you guys are preparing for your huge adventure, it's got to be stressful at times and exciting at times, and maybe there's some trepidation. What's been your go-to Bible verse to kind of help you through this time of transition?
It has to be Philippians 4:19. It's come up a couple times when we were not sure where we were going to get the money to go and we didn't know what to do, but Philippians 4:19 says, "My God shall supply all your needs."
Yeah.
And he really has. We have read the promise and we prayed that promise, and then God has just in remarkable ways, he has fulfilled it and provided.
Yeah.
And so whether we need money or whether we need strength or peace or whatever it is, God supplies our needs.
Wow. So. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, something that's really neat, boys and girls listening, is that just as he's supplying their needs, he can supply your needs too. Is that promise isn't just for the Slager family, that's for all of us. Is that God can supply all of our needs. When we put him first, when we follow where he leads, he is going to supply. And there may be things that we want, but maybe we don't need them. But God's going to give us what we need. And so that's really, really encouraging. So before we wrap up today, how can we stay in touch with your family? Because you're off on an adventure. You're about to be. Do you know when you leave?
We don't, actually.
You don't know.
That's part of the adventure.
Yeah. Is it, like, looking like it might be getting a little closer, or?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're looking at potentially within the next month.
Okay. So within the next month, which, boys and girls, by the time you hear this, they could already be in the mission field. So, like, how do we keep up with you? How do we follow your story and see how you're doing and the experiences that you have? Because I'm assuming you'll share it, right?
Well, there's a couple of ways that you can keep in touch. Adventist Frontier Missions has a magazine that they print every month with all the missionary stories in there, and our stories will be in there each month as well. So that'd be one way.
Okay.
If you would like to get the magazine, you can go to the AFM website, afmonline.org, and ask for the magazine.
Yeah, free.
It's free, yep. And another way is through Facebook. We have our Slager Family Mission Facebook page, and also on Instagram, Slager Family Mission, where we'll be posting pictures and videos and stuff like that as we go along of our adventure.
Okay.
That would be another way. And if people are interested, they can also get on our email newsletter, where we'll be sending out more pictures and more videos of life in the mission field to those who subscribe to that.
Awesome. So if you guys want the email newsletter, go ahead and write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. And let me know, hey, I want to keep in touch with the Slager family, and I can put you in touch with them, and then you can get their email newsletters, or you can find them on Facebook or Instagram, Slager Family Mission, and you can also find them on afmonline.org. So there's lots of different ways that you can stay in touch. You can maybe, if you even want to support them a little bit financially, if you want to pray for them, if you want to write to them and let them know that you're thinking about them and you're praying for them, and maybe give them a Bible verse that they can claim for the day or the week, I know that would be huge, like just absolutely huge. So I want to thank you both so much for sharing with us a little bit about your journey and how God is leading you to be missionaries in a mission field and what that looks like. And I hope that you will be excited to hear the stories and stay in touch so that we can find out how God is going to continue to lead you. So thank you guys so much for joining us.
It's been wonderful to be with you all. I look forward to hearing how the boys and girls who are listening to this podcast become missionaries too one day. When we get to the kingdom of heaven, you can tell me all about that story, and I'll look forward to hearing that.
Yes, definitely. We're so glad you joined us today. If you want to find more programs and activities, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com.